to Dara Bennett. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I guess the first question here is, you have said that you didn't know who he was and that you didn't know he was any kind of a city councilman, a former city councilman or a host or anything like that. So when this happened and you said something about it, did you expect that it would turn into this huge deal?
No, absolutely not. I kind of expected it to go by, you know, a typical day of a hit and run thing, and it turned into an ordeal quite larger than I ever imagined it would have.
Yeah, for people who maybe are just hearing about this now, what happened as you see it?
I was at work, and Mr. Berry decided when he was going to leave that he was going to go down the street. Well, he decided to just throw his car into reverse a good 70 feet and hit my vehicle and take off like nothing happened.
And how much damage was done to your car?
1,840 was what it came out to.
Yeah. Is it fixed now?
Yes.
Okay. And so I guess your insurance paid for that, or was that out of pocket?
Yeah, my insurance paid for it.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously I still had to pay the deductible and all that jazz.
Yeah. Now that Michael Berry has hired an attorney, a criminal defense lawyer, do you think that he has it in his head that he's really going to need one, or do you think it's, you know, just one of those things that people do? Because, you know, I mean, if you're accused of something and, you know, there haven't been any charges, we should point that out. If you are accused, though, you just want to have, you know, the best ready to go.
Right, I understand. You know, if it's one of those things, it's just in case. But you know, if you're really, really innocent, you don't hire somebody with the credentials that Dick DeGuerin does. I mean, really, Tom DeLay's old attorney. That's obviously not just your everyday attorney that is going to be needed to just, you know, make something like this kind of go by the wayside. If you know what needs to be done gets done, this is That's a pretty big attorney for such a small thing.
Yeah, and a lot of people will say that. You know, on the other hand, as I mentioned, a lot of people might just say, look, he's a high-profile person, and so, you know, when you're high-profile, you get a high-profile attorney.
Right, and like I said, I can understand that as a precautionary measure, but it's just, I don't know what that says personally. You know, if it came to an attorney that, you know, he would need it, at some point, I would imagine if you weren't guilty, you wouldn't so much need an attorney, but... you know, because it seems that the guy he hired, it seems that he may be, you know, admitting fault or something like that. And I really don't know. It kind of makes me start to get a little cautionary.
The reporting on this is that they're maybe looking at opening a new investigation. Has anybody come back and talked to you about it from either the DA's office or HPD? Have they come back and interviewed you again as if a new investigation is underway? Do you get the sense that that's happening?
Not at all. From just what I've read on the news and online, that they did reopen investigation and decided to go everything throughout and do it a lot more thoroughly. So it's coming down to at what point will they contact me and let me know. So as far as it's gone so far for the reinvestigation, I have yet to be contacted.
Nobody's called you. Okay. All right. No. I want to ask you about something that you said about him having friends in high places. You feel like he's kind of getting away with something because of that. We're talking to Dara Bennett here, and we'll ask him about that next. It's 11:49 at News 92 FM.